802-975. The Fanatic, Tyler Zuli's producing. I'm Devon Givens. We are broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, 610-632-0975. Rick is from South Jersey. Jay in Roxborough. They have hung on through the break. We have some open lines. Some people just dropped off. So if you guys want to jump in and take those spots as we talk about the Hall of Famers, who would you build your team with? The class 2020, Shyam Charania put it out there. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, who would you build your franchise with as that franchise player to start things off? I've gone, as Tyler has, with Kobe Bryant. He is tied with Tim Duncan on the phones with two each, Kevin Garnett with one, and we have multiple on Twitter as well. As a throw-in to the Hall of Famers, we asked you for active Hall of Famers. Who do you have? LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Vince Carter, James Harden. We think they are locks. Who do you have? We have some good names right here as some questionable ones. Careers, very, very good to great. Who are they for you? We had Kyle Korver, Blake Griffin, which is a really good name, Kevin Love, and the other one that we put out, local guy, NBA champion, Olympian, right? Gold medalist, six-time All-Star, Kyle Lowry. Will his name be in that conversation? Does he have to do anything else? My cousin texts me and says, I think he has to get in. My other cousin says he has to have 10-plus All-Stars and another championship, or at least the one championship with the 10 All-Stars to get in. Kyle Lowry, interesting name, right? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Rick in South Jersey joining us next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Rick? How you doing?
What's up, homie? How you been?
What's going on, man? You all good through everything? You all good?
Yeah, I can't complain.
Okay, just, no need, right?
Keeping people at arm's length, that's all.
That's it. Hey, that's all you can do.
Hey, look, for me to start my NBA franchise, I got to go with Kobe. Mm. This game has always been and will always be about buckets. And he's a volume scorer, and he's a volume defender. He can lock down, he can rebound, he can pass, he can shoot, but he's a leader. So that leadership and his ability to just keep getting you buckets when the offense breaks down, which is something that the Sixers are missing presently. That's something like you don't need. Like Tim Duncan is a guy that somebody has to give him the ball for him, and he's more of a system guy. Kevin Durant is another system guy, but Kobe is a guy that you can build a system around his ability. So that's my pick to start a franchise with.
Okay, and you say Duncan and Garnett are system guys, so you don't feel like if they went elsewhere, they can do what they do with those. Like, for instance, I gave the example, Kobe could go to Minnesota and San Antonio. He will probably get them to the playoffs and win a championship with San Antonio. But I still think that Tim Duncan could probably go to Minnesota and lead them to a team. We know Garnett could go to San Antonio, win a squad. He can win with Shaq in L.A. System guys, so maybe,
Tim,
but could they?
So look at Tim. Here's Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was a top two or three player in the league for maybe a good 5 years.
To
be honest.
Yes.
For 5 years. But after that, that team became Tony Parker's and Ginobili's team. So he was more of a role player.
Yeah, he handed it off, but he never really, 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 really took a back seat.
Now, he was a role player. Those teams that won those championships while Parker and Ginobili were the lead dogs on that team, those teams were going to sink and swim off of how they played.
And I'll give you that. That's when Tony Parker won the MVP for the NBA championship. I give you that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I say all that to say Tim Duncan is, you know, you can't go wrong with the guy. It's just that maybe, you know what I mean, the wear and tear of a big man and, you know, just wearing down.
But even then, he went from power forward to center.
He did.
Power forward again to back to center. And he's still, like, his last 5 years, right, Rick? He had 15.4 with 15.4 with 7 boards, 17.8 with 8 boards, 15.1 with 7.6 boards, 13.9 with 7 boards. And his final year, we knew he was done, 8.6 with 5 boards. But even though the numbers decreased, they were still really, really, really good numbers.
No, great numbers, but like I said, he wasn't the best player on his team for a long time.
Okay.
Parker was, and then
Kawhi
after that.
Yeah.
Kawhi was.
Kawhi came
in. He wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So solid guy though. You can't front on the guy.
Oh, he might be arguably the best power forward of all time.
Arguably. I don't even think he was better than Karl Malone, but that's a whole nother argument.
Ooh, I do. We can have that argument another time when you want to call in. But go ahead. Who you got actively?
Now, actively, I got two names. One is a first ballot lock is Carmelo Anthony. That's a lock.
He is a lock. So, I agree with you.
He's a lock.
I agree.
Now, my second one is a padlock. He's not a big lock.
He's not a master lock. I like padlock.
He's more of a padlock. But if you listen to his stats, he was a parade All-American. He was Mr. Illinois Basketball. He won a FIBA World Championship gold medal, Olympic gold medal. He was all rookie team. He was all second team defense 1 year, all first team defense another year. He's been an NBA All-Star. He's a three-time NBA champ, and he's a Finals MVP. And that's Andre Iguodala.
Ooh, thank you so much, Rick. You know where I'm going. Go ahead.
Because we had this conversation before.
Yep.
Me and you had this conversation before. And the only other Finals MVP that's not in the Hall of Fame is Cornbread Maxwell from the Boston Celtics. So him having that Finals MVP where he did a yeoman's job of holding LeBron to a 35-10-10 triple-double as opposed to a 45-15-12 triple-double won them the championship that year.
Right. Yeah, listen, man, when I brought this up, I think it was like a year or so ago, that show took over. And Rick, you're right. We had that conversation because I talked to you then. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, no doubt,
man. Appreciate it. That's always going to be one. As soon as he gets in, Ty, before we get to Ant and Jay and everybody else, as soon as he gets in, Twitter is going to blow up again. He does not belong in the Hall of Fame, that type of thing. You know it is.
I don't know if he does. I think that I'm a little less certain than you are.
All I ever say is, when I brought it up the first time, and I remember, I was the first, listen, I never do this, you know I don't. I was the first one to bring it up. Then we had other conversations on other shows, but I was the first one to bring it up because I listen to a lot of different stuff. I read a lot of different stuff when it comes to podcasts and talk to people when I'm at the arena and stuff, people still in the league, and they're like, yo, Iguodala might be a Hall of Famer. So when we talk about Kyle Lowry, his numbers are certainly better, but Andre has three titles, an all-star appearance, gold medal, the defense that he has, the reputation that he has, great teammate, all that stuff. It's a real conversation.
He's closer.
It wasn't me making it up.
He's closer to me than Lowry.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Much closer. But that's always going to be a controversial one. And it's a real conversation. It's a real talk about Andre Iguodala making the Hall of Fame. Basketball Hall of Fame. That gold medal counts. That's all I'm saying. 610-632-0975. I saw Stan called and he dropped off. We'll see what Stan has to say at some point, unless he gave it to you.
Told you to check your Twitter.
Check Twitter? Yeah. Okay, we'll check that one as we go along. Jay in Roxborough, though, next. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Good. Well, you know, just listening to your conversation, I want to take it a step further. I don't think that we're ever going to see another white American-born player in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, it's going to be the foreign player because, you know, they have the national team, the success that they may have. Like, Luka Doncic could be one of those players. We know Dirk is going to get in. And since he's now retired, and he was going to get in anyway, but he's now retired, he'll be in there in two more years. But, okay, are there any candidates, though, that, like Kyle Korver or anybody that's on the fringe?
No, because
J.J. Redick?
J.J. Redick, no.
Okay.
No, these guys are all at that, if they were actors, they would be B level or C level actors. You know, they're not A level. They're not your De Niro's and Pacino's and Denzel's. You know, these guys are, you know, those secondary guys. So if you're going to let Tom Hanks, you got to let in. Huh?
Is he Tom Hanks? You know what I mean?
not even Tom Hanks?
All right.
No.
Because he's not a leading man. All right.
No, it might be Tom Arnold. you know. But but these guys, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to see that again. The way that our NBA is going right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, any of the Caucasian players are going to come from other countries,
right?
You know, and
yeah, he might be the next one.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, that's something to think about. So if you let Kyle Korver in, and let's say, like, Kevin Love, you know, those guys, to me, you know, they're on a level of, you might as well let Robert Horry in, you know.
Yeah, those titles.
You know, and you just talked about Iguodala. You know, these guys, when you have to scratch your head and stretch your argument, that's not a Hall of Famer to me. That's somebody that you just have respect for what they've done for basketball. But these guys are... These guys like that, like the Corvers and, like I said, like a Robert Horry, Charles Oakley, those guys made great contributions, but, you know, they're not what you would call Hall of Famers.
All right, let me give you these numbers. Let me give you these numbers. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but he's a Hall of Famer. 21 points a game, four boards, 3.5 assists. He shot 39% from deep, 45.5 from the field, 85% from the free throw line. Six-time All-Star. One title, which he had nothing to do with, All-Rookie Team, Rookie of the Year, 5-time All-NBA, and an All-Star MVP. Is that an All-Star? Is that a Hall of Famer?
In the 70s and 80s, yes.
Okay.
You know,
this man played in the 90s and into the 2000s.
That's when we had a different respect for basketball.
All right, you know, that man's name is Mitch Richmond, and he is a Hall of Famer.
Right. But
you know what I'm saying?
And that's exactly what I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what I'm saying. I don't want to change the sport up on you, but there are a lot of people that looked at John Stallworth and Len Swan and said those guys should not be Hall of Famers based on their numbers.
Right.
But their impact during that time says they are Hall of Famers. So, Mitch belongs in there based on the criteria of what happened during that period.
Mm-hmm.
But if he were a guy that played, you know, in the 2000s, he wouldn't sniff the Hall of Fame.
I'll give you one more. You know? Seven-time All-Star, seven-time All-NBA, two-time scoring champ, one-time, of course, most improved player, Hall of Famer, Tracy McGrady. 19.6, 5.6 boards, 4.4 assists. Hall of Famer, first ballot. He got in already.
Wow.
Yeah,
see? This is a watered down. This Hall of Fame is watered down. When I watched Alonzo Mourning go in, I said, I don't know.
That's why, Jay, me and you, man, listen, he's a Hall of Famer, but he was a guy for me I always thought was overrated in a sense. He was great, but to be where he was, where a lot of people had him in certain spots, I thought I was never a big Alonzo Mourning guy because Shaq just destroyed him. He had troubles with some of the other guys, but he also gave them problems as a defensive player as well. Give me a sneaky one before you go, Jay.
I don't know how sneaky he is, but my mind was saying Westbrook.
Oh, he's a lock. He's a lock. At this point,
he's a lock.
MVP, all-star, all that stuff. Jay, thanks for the call, man. Great talk with you all the time, man. Russell Westbrook is a lock. That's not even a sneaky one. He's definitely in there. No question. You got any problems with that one?
No, that was the one that I was saying that I don't know if the media likes. He's in, but it may not be as high of a vote as people believe.
As long as he gets in first ballot, it doesn't even matter.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's McGrady again. 19.6, 5.6, 4.4 assists, 5.6 rebounds. Not a three-point shooter, but he can knock him down 34%. 43% from the field, 74% from the free throw line, and he played in 16 years, but three of those seasons he had Detroit, Atlanta, New York, right? Just these different teams that he played for, that he suited up for. Six with Houston, four for Orlando, and three with Toronto. Those are the three teams that people will remember him by. Never got past the first round until he played for the San Antonio Spurs, which he did not do much for with that Spurs team where he, it's not even on here, the San Antonio Spurs, when he was on that team. It's not even on the basketballreference.com.
So let me
not even on here.
Let me ask you something about
him. He was on that finals team. I don't think they won, or that playoff, whatever it was. He's not even on here. Go ahead.
Why does a guy like that get no issue? No, nobody has any issue with him ring chasing,
mm-hmm.
but Kevin Durant they have issues with? Is it strictly because Durant is still playing?
Yeah, he was an alpha. And what are you doing leaving? And I always understood it, but I also understood why he left.
Trying
I can
to
understand
win,
both
man.
Sides. And we know how legacies are brought about, right? Titles.
Right.
Titles. I mean, you have that long career of what you did individually and with your team, but also titles come into it. Now, why didn't he win with the Oklahoma City Thunder? You can argue that, but you can also argue that the name that was just brought up by Jay, Russell Westbrook, was part of the problem. The other problem, you traded James Harden, which was part of that core group where that was a definite, we think, finals team year after year after year after year, or at least in contention for it, which they were still. But with him being the alpha, you can argue that if it was Harden and Durant versus Harden and Westbrook, it was an easier tandem to get to the NBA Finals, the whole thing. But McGrady's a Hall of Famer, but I think a lot of people were surprised that he got in first ballot, just like Mitch Richmond didn't get in first ballot, but Tracy McGrady, first ballot, where others like Chris Webber hasn't even gotten in yet, where Webber is, I mean, he just keeps dropping in his numbers. I can't stand him as a broadcaster, but his numbers and his play are undeniable, what he did in the NBA. Chris Webber is a Hall of Famer with the impact with the Fab Five, with Michigan, the fact that he is a five-time All-Star, five-time All-NBA player, Rookie of the Year, rebounding champ, All-Rookie player, 20.7 points, 9.8 points per game, 4.2, best player on a Sacramento Kings team where he kept leading them to the postseason. They never got over the hump because the Lakers were in the way. But when he was with the Kings, 20-13, 24.5 with 10.5 boards, 27, 11 boards, 24.5, 10 boards, 23, 10.5 boards. He was great with the Kings. They should have got to about three times, but the Lakers were in the way. Lakers in the way. Then, as he started to diminish a little bit, other teams jumped in because you figure when he was Sacramento, the first year they weren't going to make it at the 20-13, but he was tremendous. 24.5, that was 1999, 2000. The next year, 2000, 2001, 2001, 2002, 2002, 2003. Lakers, man. Lakers. What, he just, and the one that killed him was when Vlade smartly back tipped it out, thought he was knocking it all the way back out to in the backcourt, tapped it to Robert Horry, knocked it down. That was a dagger. That was it. Bad officiating in the series as well, but whatever. Chris Webber's a Hall of Famer, but he can't get in right now. Can't get in. He played 17 seasons. What is it? He played 17 seasons in the league. Played 3 years here. Man, still averaged 17.9 points per game with the
Sixers. Totally forgettable.
9 boards. I knew he was here for like 2 years, but I didn't realize it was 3.
They're good numbers, too.
Averaged 18-9 with bad knees. But they didn't win enough. And he was not the right fit for Iverson at that time. 610-632-0975. Ant Lansdale checking in. What's up, Ant?
What's up, Devon? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Talking about that C-Web, I agree with you. He should definitely be Hall of Fame, no doubt.
Hall of Fame player, not a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Yeah, and like, yeah, the thing is, like, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. So, like, you include what he did at Michigan. That's a historical team. Mm-hmm. Like, that you talk about college basketball.
Yeah, the impact that the Fab Five had, man, that's part of it.
Yeah, it's Basketball Hall of Fame. So you're talking about what he's doing in the NBA. Yeah, like, sure. Like, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. I don't understand. Like, we'll see in a couple years, I guess, but he should definitely be in by now.
Yeah, he keeps being missed out on, and unfortunately, that's the case for him. He'll get in.
Yeah, I sure would like to see it.
Yeah, he'll definitely get in. Give us one that you feel is, you know, someone that should be in, or on the cusp.
Are you talking active or all time?
Active.
I would say LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, that's the one.
Marcus Gasol.
That's the one. Well, we already talked about Marcus Gasol. He's going to be in because of the national team and all that stuff. He's going to be in. He was a defensive player of the year and all that. So, what do you say about Aldridge?
Just his consistency. Like, if you look at his numbers every year from like 2008, 2009 to like this year, he's averaging like what, like 19, 9. He's perennial all star.
Steady.
And he's Like, that Trailblazer team, I really would have liked to see what would have happened if
Brandon Roy
never got hurt, Greg got hurt.
And then you ultimately landed Damian Lillard to play with those guys, man. His career, 19.5, 8 boards a game, shoots 49% from the field. He has now extended his range to three-point. This past year, he was 38.9% from deep for the Spurs there. And LaMarcus Aldridge is a good name because he's going to be a stat compiler.
Yeah, exactly. I say you give him maybe 3 or 4 years of him just doing what he's doing, then it's going to be hard to say no.
7-time All-Star, rookie, all-rookie team, 5-time All-NBA player. I think most of the time he was a third team, I believe, but third team or second team. But either way, Ant, it's on the resume, and he might get in there, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. That was the name that Tyler brought up, LaMarcus Aldridge, no doubt about it. He's going to be in that conversation, and he should be in that conversation, as 7-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA player. 610-632-0975, he and Brandon Roy, that would have been nice to see long-term. It would have been nice to see if he was able to stick it out and if he could handle playing with Damian Lillard. He had one of those ego checks where he felt some type of way when Lillard started getting some of that shine. He wanted it all to himself. And that might have cost him, of course, it might have cost him in terms of an easier conversation with him being an all-NBA player, because if he would have gotten to the NBA Finals, an appearance, and they performed in a really, really good way with him being the leader, that helps out his case, because you don't forget that at all. 610-632-0975. This all started, of course, with Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, Shams Charania putting out there that they were going to be the 2020 class for the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Locks. Stone cold locks. We all agree. Who would you start your franchise with? It's the question that we asked. Your choice. Explain why. It's a good talk. And also, active guys who are Hall of Famers. LeBron, we know. Kevin Durant, we know. Vince Carter. Carmelo Anthony. Russell Westbrook, for sure, right? There's some other locks that are out there. 2 for sure. That people are, I just got one on the text board, but nobody's saying it. 610-632-0975, and some controversial ones as well. We'll talk about it until 10. Tyler Dooley producing right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It is 8:30 here on The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. Tyler Zuli producing the show. 610-632-0975. Having some fun Hall of Fame discussion because Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Tim Duncan, that's your 2020 Naismith Memorial Basketball class. And no arguments from anybody there. And the question that we started off with at 6 o'clock. And it's been a fun discussion for 2.5 hours, asking who you would start your franchise with, and then also shifting over to the active players and who you believe are in the discussion to be Hall of Famers as well. And we've had the locks so far: Durant, LeBron, Carter, Vince Carter, Melo, Russ, Darren, Curry, Harden, also two names that we have just put down because we know that they are going to be in. And surprise, a couple other names have not been brought up as of yet. But I'm sure we'll get there with the three specific names that, you know, conversation-wise are good ones. 610-632-0975. And some names that have been thrown out on the phone with guys as well. Kyle Korver, Blake Griffin. Very interesting name. Kevin Love, won title, but I don't think he gets in. LaMarcus Aldridge, we just got that one. That was also a good name. And Tyler Zuli brought that one up as well. Who else? Who are locks and who do you have as a question mark? You can give one of each. One lock, One question mark, 610-632-0975. And who would you start your franchise with between Duncan, Garnett, and Kobe Bryant? Got anything, Ty?
There's still one name that's, I think a lot of people look as an oversight because of the fact that his dominance was short.
Yeah.
But he is a lock Hall of Famer.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Dominance was short, but he's still playing.
Yeah, still playing.
Okay.
Yeah, but the dominant reign was only like maybe 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he, in my opinion, is a lock.
Good one.
I don't know.
I thought you were going somewhere else. I don't know what you're talking about, do I? You didn't say it to me.
I have not, no.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, cool. Let's go next to, Chris, hang on. Let's go to Son in Philly next on a Fanatic. What's up, Son?
What's up, Doug?
All right, so everybody, this is my cousin. This is one part of the LeBron Kobe Bryant discussion that I was telling you guys about earlier where they go at it. What's up, cuz? How you doing?
What's happening? Kobe for life.
You know, let's just tell him we were coming back from New York when we went to watch Mikal play, and you and Jack were going at it on the way back. And we were in the car to what, like 2 a.m. I'm like, yo, guys, I gotta go.
My fault, cuz. You kept y'all too late that night.
All right, what you got on this one?
Hands down, Kobe Bryant.
Absolutely. But since you go Kobe, and we know how you feel about him, why over Duncan and Garnett? Why would you pick him?
What? Well, primarily because your guard really handles the ball more often than big guys. So that's without, you know. That's minus the other stuff, but I'm gonna lead off with that one.
Yeah,
and also just the hunger, the killer Kobe had, the mob in him, man. Come on, it's undeniable.
Right, and that was the reason why I chose him. I said, listen, man, at the end of the day, he's a killer. We know Duncan was not afraid to take the last shot, so that's a plus for him. But Kevin Garnett, he passed up a lot of shots, even at that power forward position. He had some looks; he just passed them up.
I'll take, if it means anything, I'm gonna retract on that. I was gonna say I'll take Garnett first, but Duncan cashed in with the 5 chips. So I'll leave it at that.
Kobe Duncan,
then Garnett.
And he should have had that 6-1, but Ray Allen walked and traveled in the corner and he knocked it down.
Yeah, right. No, Popovich kept him on the bench,
right. Yep.
And he needed one rebound.
Exactly.
All time, man, but the center, he on the bench for the last. That was a LeBron gift, though. That was a gift from LeBron.
Yes, it was.
He loved LeBron Pop. They got a good relationship.
Yeah. All right, who you got on the other side that we're talking about?
Okay, I didn't hear guys mention Anthony Davis. I think he might be a lock in, man.
You think he's a lock already? Okay.
Yeah, I think, because just with his skill set. Like, we haven't seen it. Same way with KD without the championships. KD was pretty much on his way. Like, some guys that just, when you look at him, he just, I never seen it before. Some guys usually, if they last long enough, the numbers are going to show. And sometimes you can, you know, you may not get the championship because we've seen it with Stockton and Malone, that them guys, everybody just can't get the championship.
Yeah, so you're looking at 7-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA, Rookie of the Year, 3-time All-Defense, and an All-Star MVP. And he could be on his way to a title. If he gets one title, he's a lock.
Right, he ain't finished, yeah.
Right, and he's averaging 24-10 for his career.
Yeah, so I pretty much say him, and also Giannis too. Like, I mean, I know it's early in Giannis' career, but barring any kind of injury, man, like Giannis.
He's gonna be in there. That's without question. Son, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. That's my cousin, y'all, and we always do this, so this is fun. Thanks, son.
No problem.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. So Giannis and Anthony Davis. Anybody have a problem with Anthony Davis? You got a problem with Anthony Davis?
I don't have a problem.
One more title.
It's question mark.
So when Son was saying about the skill set, you never seen it before, he's right there. Here's the thing with the comparison with Durant. Durant was always healthy. He had one year where he had the injury, and it was legit. But when Anthony Davis has his injuries, which are legit, people start to question because they're like, dang, man, you hurt again, right? And Kevin Durant, who had those questions coming into the draft, is he big enough? Can his frail body hold up over an 82-game season as a alpha, as a leader of a franchise? And he has shown that he can. He led his team to a finals with the Thunder. Yes, we know about the change with Golden State and all that, but... You know, Kevin Durant. But I think Son is right. Anthony Davis is already in the trajectory. He's 7-time All-Star, All-NBA player. He gets one title. He's a lock. He's in. 610-632-0975. Chris in Havertown next. What's up, Chris?
How's it going, man? Yo, I just got to say, what's up with the nepotism here? Big in the family first.
No, he was there, man. You had to get him in. No.
Nah, I'm only kidding, but.
Yeah.
All right. So I got a guy for the Hall of Fame talk. Me and my buddy have been arguing about this for a couple years now.
Oh, I love it.
Drafted in Philly, Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, so the name is brought up, and I'm with you that name is on NBA people's radar, Hall of Fame people's radar.
I completely agree.
Why?
You know,
why do you say?
He's a borderline guy. Hasn't had the stats where he's averaging. You know, his numbers aren't there, but he's got the championships, the NBA Finals MVP. Obviously, he's got a couple accolades there that you got to just. You got to take into consideration, I think, for the whole thing.
No, man. I brought this up about a year and a half ago, and it sparked a really, really big debate. And I had heard it in basketball circles. People in the NBA, where I listened to their podcast, started talking about it as well, because they were on the cusp again of winning that title last year against the Toronto Raptors. And my thing was, Chris, had he won that one, I mean, the case just got stronger, because he would be then a four-time NBA champion that played a huge part in it.
Exactly. I completely agree. He's been in there. You've been watching him year after year in the big games, like gold medal in the Olympics.
All-star. Yeah. Made the All-Star team. And at that time, he made the All-Star team. The Sixers had the best record in the Eastern Conference. Listen, man, Chris, we can go on and on, and I'm sure we will, especially when he makes it and people lose their mind. We're definitely going to be taking that phone call. Let me ask you this. Who are you starting your franchise with? Kobe, Duncan, Garnett?
I mean, I'm liking Timmy Duncan. I mean, he took some guys that, you know, Kobe had some other all-stars on his team, but, you know, Timmy Duncan, I gotta go with Timmy Duncan, I think.
Okay, listen, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Another Andre Iguodala nomination there. And that's going to, once again, that's going to be a popular one as it gets closer to, as his career comes to a close and he has whatever he has. Now, I don't think he's going to make the finals with Miami, so that hurts. I thought he would stick it out where he would play the season out after the year, go back to Golden State. They're going to have the number one overall pick, possibly, in the NBA draft. They're going to get a young player, or they can trade that number one overall pick for somebody else to bring in. They brought in Andrew Wiggins. See how that plays out with the Golden State Warriors. See if they can kind of, you know, put some of that. See, the whole thing there is very good offensive talent. Can score the ball. Has some issues elsewhere. Can that energy, that culture from the Golden State Warriors kind of shift to Andrew Wiggins with the Golden State Warriors and turn that in? Turn that back around where that number one overall pick potential that he had. He can score. There's some other problems. I thought Andre Iguodala would wait it out, not sign an extension like he did with the Miami Heat, even though he only has really 1 year guaranteed on that deal where he can get out of there and go back to Golden State. If he wins another title and he's another big piece of winning that title, Iguodala, again, his name is going to be really, really, really out there for that. If they win, that's going to be, we already know about Curry. His name is going to be one that's talked about a lot. 610-632-0975. Chris and Mike, guys, hang on for us. We'll get to you when we get back, give you all your time. We'll get some Twitter responses as well. And we'll, of course, talk to Tyler throughout with some of these names that do come up with the locks, Durant, LeBron. We've had Vince Carter, Melo, Russ, Curry. There's one more I'm waiting for. Tyler says there's another one that he's waiting for. We'll see what happens there. And some question marks. I put out Kyle Lowry as a question mark. People aren't just pushing it away. I think Stan was, but we'll read his tweet when we get back right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
A45 here on The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli's producing. My name is Devon Gibbons. We're with you until 10. 610-632-0975. During this time, of course, everyone dealing with this together. We're trying to fight through everything, and we'll get to the phones. Guys, sit tight 1 second, because I think you all will understand this. We want to tell you about the health heroes. And during this global pandemic, many of us are fortunate enough to stay home and out of harm's way. However, there are those on the front lines who help keep our community a safer place day in and day out. They are those doctors, nurses, educators, custodians as well, of course. Are we doing police officers as well? Are they left out? Firefighters and all that stuff? Okay, well, I'm just saying. They are our health heroes. Everyone's doing a great job. Is there a health hero in your life that you would like us to recognize? If so, go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate the health hero you would like us to highlight. You can check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air, like you always do, every day to see if your health hero will be highlighted. Every health hero we highlight will receive a $50 Dunkin' gift card. We are all in this together. And I have my Dunkin' cup right here. Always have my hot tea in there. Actually had a donut. You know, Boston cream, and I had a double chocolate as well. I'm a fan of those. We can, you know, we always do this, right, Ty? We talk about snacks and junk and all the sweets.
And toast.
And toast.
Can't forget toast.
Cannot forget about toast. We did that last Friday. So, again, nominate your health heroes. If you go to 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter, you'll also see it. Also on Instagram, you can check it out as well. Hey, it's great. It's great. Nominate your health heroes. 610-632-0975. Let's check in. Back on the phones in Conshohocken this time as we had to talk to Chris on The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up with you, man?
Nothing. Just doing some last-minute moving.
Oh, man. So what's that been like? With every, first of all, you don't have any traffic. So
Yeah, it's perfect. me and my girlfriend, so it's been pretty easy. I'm an ex-mover, so it's pretty easy.
Okay.
I mean, not easy, but it was simple. Didn't have to pay nobody.
Yeah, so, man, I hear you.
Especially right now.
Oh, man, that's great, man. But be safe out there while you do that, though, man. Honestly,
I am. We're taking every precaution.
Yeah.
But I had Klay Thompson for Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. I don't know.
Three championships.
Go ahead.
One of the best two-way players when healthy. A couple 40-point games, 30 points in a quarter. You know, what, he dropped 60 off 9 dribbles alone? In three quarters. Lock Hall of Famer.
Yep, absolutely, man. And I agree with you. And the question always comes in, yeah, they're Hall of Famers, but they need more on their resume where Curry doesn't need. Of course, Curry has the MVPs where he does not. And you constantly get that with Klay Thompson. But you're right, man. Two-way player for sure, right? Always defends, the best perimeter guy. He knocks it down. He doesn't need the ball to be a destroyer like he is. But he just goes out there, gets it done, doesn't make noise, right? Doesn't make waves. All of that.
He goes out there and does his job.
19 points a game, shooting 42% for his career from three, five-time All-Star, three-time champ, all-defensive player, all-NBA player, all-rookie team. I think he's a lock like you do.
Yeah, I think he's a lock. I mean, I find it, because I think even if he's one of the players that stay healthy and have hit in that series last year.
They win.
I think that goes with the Warriors.
Yep. Because that game, right, he had that dunk or layup, whatever it was, that dunk. And he went down, but it was a back and forth thing,
Or even you go back to Game 6, Oklahoma City, down 3-1. He's the one that came through in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
45, 47 points, something like that.
And I like both of those teams, but I wanted Oklahoma City to win, and he willed that team to that victory that night.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man. By the way, just taking out a tally, Kobe, Duncan, Garnett, who you starting your franchise with?
Gotta go with Kobe, man. Absolute killer on the floor. Ultimate winner. Drive like no other. I mean, can't go wrong with Duncan, but I have to go Kobe. Have to.
Absolutely. Listen, Chris, be safe out there, man. Good luck with the move. Thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you soon, man. 610-632-0975. Klay Thompson, Ty Lazuli, what do you think?
Absolutely. 100% in there.
Yep.
I don't have much to say other than yes.
Yep, absolutely. 610-632-0975. No need to discuss any further. We go to Mike in Oak Lane next. What's up, Mike? Yeah. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How you feeling? Oh, thank you, man.
I feel blessed.
Nah, I feel blessed. Thank you for calling us, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, before this ends, man, I want you to say hi to my daughter, Olivia.
Will do, will do.
I got one that you didn't mention.
Okay.
My favorite, most underrated player, Damian Lillard.
Ooh, because he's my favorite to watch in the NBA, not named Mikal Bridges. And, all right, make the case for Dame.
Man, consistency, his overall stats, he's just in a bad market. Can you imagine if he was with the Lakers, Miami, Philadelphia, New York?
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
And I've watched him crush all of these guys we're talking about. 50-point games, 50-plus point games all over the place. Decent defender. Consistency, always healthy. Just the wrong market, man.
Yeah.
Just the wrong market for Dame Lillard. And, I mean, who could they get? If they traded Dame Lillard, who would they take that would be able to cover that spot?
Oh, man. You gotta get a big haul back for Damian Lillard if you're gonna trade for him and get rid of him. CJ would probably be gone as well. So I don't know, man. But here are his stats. Here are his stats. To your point, 24 points a game, 6.5 assists, which a lot of people don't realize. 4.2 rebounds, shooting 37% from deep for his career. An 89% free throw shooter. He's a killer. He has that mentality.
And not mentioned.
And Hall of Fame, right, not mentioned yet. Of course, you want to see more, but he has 5-time All-Star, 4-time All-NBA, Rookie of the Year, All-Rookie Team. He probably should have 2 more All-Stars in the back end, but because of the record, as you pointed out, of Portland, that's probably why he has 2 less, and he had to kind of call people out because of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mike, starting a franchise, Kobe, Duncan, or Garnett?
I got to go with Duncan, man.
Ooh, why?
I give it to you. Locker room presence, consistency, just his work ethic. I don't know how many all-star appearances.
I think 15.
Rings.
Yeah. 5.
He's got the rings. What else? I don't know how many first team. I mean, just incredible. And one thing we can mention about Timmy is he's done it over so many different eras. He's played with the old guys. He was killing them with David Robinson.
Yep.
Then he moved on. I mean, you got to think this guy was tough with the Larry Johnsons and the Charles Oakleys.
Yeah. Yeah, he did it all the way back then. And in the era that he was fighting for the best, which was Weber, Wallace, Garnett, Dyke, McDice. Oh. Yeah, he had some great ones. Yeah.
Yeah, and again, like I said, locker room presence. He's going to give you the same leadership as Kobe. Only difference is those guys respect him by way of work ethic and accomplishment, as opposed to a lot of those guys didn't like Kobe. They had to accept Kobe. Duncan, you couldn't help but respect him. His resume was too crazy.
Yeah, very, very, very true. Great one, Mike, Damian Lillard. But listen, man, let me speak to my buddy Olivia real quick. You know, Liv. How's it going? How are you?
Good.
Good. You're hanging out with Dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys are being safe. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good night. Have a great weekend, all right?
Hey, I appreciate your show, man. It's my favorite show on the Fanatic, man. I wait for you every day.
Mike, my man, thank you so much, man.
Talk to you.
You guys be safe. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Damian Lillard? That's my guy.
That's your dude.
That's my guy, man. That's my guy. He's never leaving Portland. Never leaving Portland.
So I like
forget
him a
about
lot.
That. Never leaving Portland. No, I'm a big fan. Before the season ended with the 58 games, he had a few games missed because of an injury. 29 points, 7.8 assists, 4.3 rebounds, 39% from deep, and again, shooting 89% from the free throw line. And he went on that string, right, where he was just rolling. when he was putting up those numbers. If I pull it up real quick here before we get to the guys on the phones, give me 1 second, guys, as I look up these numbers. Yeah, here we go. 30. 25, 34, 34, 61, 47, 50, 36, 48, 51, 21, 26, 42. Man. That's one of those Kobe streaks right there, man. Seriously. Mike in North Philly next on the Fanatic. Mike.
Devon, what's going on, my man?
What's up, Mike? Did you just hear those numbers I ran off from Dame?
Yeah. Man, listen, the guy is an unbelievable player, man. He just got to get the hell out of Portland.
He's never going anywhere. He doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay there.
If he wants to be considered an all-time, he got to get out of Portland, man.
I hear you.
Get out of Portland. He's like, his career is ending up like Kevin Garnett did before he left Minnesota.
Yeah, I hear you, but he just has that different mentality where he wants to just stick it out. He said he doesn't want to team up with anybody. He wants to do it with CJ or whoever else they bring in there.
That's what Kevin Garnett said, and then reality said that he need that ring. You need that ring, young fella. You need that ring.
Oh, man, I hear you, man. What you got for us?
Okay, so a guy who I think that's playing right now that should be a Hall of Famer, but a lot of people might give me some flack for, is Dwight Howard.
Oh, he's a lock.
Dwight Howard.
He's a lock.
A lot of people say, no, he's been trash his last couple years. But listen, his first 7 years is a good 7 years.
Oh, he's a lock, man. It's not even a question. So, Mike, we did this a couple of, like 2 years ago, I want to say. So, this is what we did. Mike, remember when they first came out with the NBA's greatest, the all-time 50, the top 50?
Yeah.
We did, all right, let's go to the next 50. And you know what I'm saying? So, we had some fun, and we did the next 50, and I had my list. I put it together, and we had a great time doing it that night on the show. And Dwight Howard was one of my first locks with Iverson and so on and so forth, right? LeBron James, all that. Dwight Howard's resume, and as you said, the best center in the game. He was one of those just athletic freaks that at that time led his team to the NBA Finals. He was an MVP. Well, it should have in discussion with the MVP because that year, I believe, that was when Derrick Rose won it. Right. But he was just phenomenal. 8-time All-Star, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, 5-time All-Defensive Player, Rookie of the Year, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, All-Rookie Team, sorry. All-NBA 8 times. He's a lock.
Yeah, tough young guy came in the league and really did what he had to do for his team to win.
Yeah, 16.8 points per game, 12.3. His numbers would be different if his back, people forget about the back injury, that really has slowed him down. So, yeah, you know, and the fact that he keeps going back and forth with these teams. He seems to have issues getting along with people, but he's a lock.
Right. You know what I'm thinking about now, because he's a defensive big man. I wonder if Rodman's in the Hall of Fame.
Already in the Hall of Fame.
He is? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Legendary speech. You got to go check it out. Yeah. You know, Rodman being Dennis Rodman. But before, on your way out, help us out with the polling here. Duncan, Garnett, Kobe, who you starting your franchise with? They're going into the Hall of Fame in this year's class. Who you starting with?
I got to take the big fundamental, Tim Duncan's number one.
Ooh.
Then I got to take Dean number two and Garnett number three.
Okay. All right, Mike. Yeah.
So you know us being Philly guys, we always looked at Garnett like you're a fake tough guy.
Oh, no question about it.
Don't act tough now because you got two other all-stars with you.
No question. No question. Just always go back to Anthony Peeler putting that forearm in his chin.
Come on, man. No question. Cut it out.
But he is a Hall of Famer. We give him that. But the fake, he's also in the Hall of Fame of tough, fake tough guys. But, Mike, great stuff. Have a great weekend, man. We'll talk to you. Be safe out there. 610-632-0975. Mark, Billy, Dennis, everybody else, hang on. We got a lot of tweets. We got to get to these too, Ty. We got a lot of tweets. 610-632-0975. Active Hall of Famers. Hall of Famers right now. We know Kobe, Garnett, Duncan. Who's going to be the guy that you start your franchise with when we get back on the other side here on the Fanatic?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.